The Gaza Strip and its population have been subjected to the longest blockade in modern history. This week marks the sixth year of the crippling Israeli blockade. According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the blockade is a denial of basic human rights in contravention of international law. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights accuses the international community of turning a blind eye to the suffering of Gazans.
I think with this long blockade, there is literally conspiracy of silence from the international community, and this is the first time that victims are punished by the victimizer with this ongoing silence from the international community.
Along with Israel's severe restrictions on Palestinians' access to agricultural land and fishing waters, it prevents the sustainable growth of the coastal strip. According to Oxfam, the blockade increases the already high levels of food insecurity, unemployment, and aid dependency.
June marks the sixth year that Gaza has been living under blockade. The restrictions on exports and imports has meant that a third of businesses have closed in Gaza. And now over 30% of people are unemployed. 60% of people in Gaza are food insecure, and 80% of people are living on humanitarian assistance of some sort.
Since the beginning of the blockade, Tel Aviv also waged two wars on the tiny coastal enclave, killing and maiming thousands of people. It also keeps the only commercial crossing with Gaza closed for most of the time.
It's now been 6 years since the beginning of the siege of Gaza. To the detriment of the international community, absolutely nothing has been done to stop Israel from enclosing an entire people, a 1.7 million population, over half children, in this hermetic siege. And it's completely contravention of international law, the Geneva Conventions, Article 33, collective punishment of an entire population.
Israel withdrew its forces from the Gaza Strip in September 2005. But it continues to maintain a de facto occupation of the territory. As years go by, many here blame the perpetual Israeli blockade on what they describe as an international conspiracy of silence. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.